Just last week, we heard the parable of the Good Samaritan, who was moved by compassion to rescue a stranger at great personal cost. This week, we hear about another Samaritan, one of 10 lepers who ask for our Lord's mercy. Now, I am sure that all of you spend your free time diligently studying the church's lectionary of readings. As this is obviously the case, you are all well aware that this reading is the one assigned for Thanksgiving Day. I suppose this means the church's magisterium has decided that we should read this as an account of the Samaritan's gratitude. However, this text has very little to do with the Samaritan's gratitude and has everything to do with his faith. Jesus does not say, "Rise and go your way, your gratitude has saved you." No, he says, "Rise, go your way, your faith has saved you." In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the ESV inexplicably translates, "Your faith has saved you," as "Your faith has made you well." The Greek word is saved. As Jesus asks, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? All 10 are made well. But it is only to the Samaritan that Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." What is the difference between the Samaritan and the other 9? We read, "As Jesus entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us.'" In the Roman world, the emperor maintained power in part by presenting himself as the patron of all people. It was vital that people looked to the emperor as the giver of all blessings. When the emperor would come to town, people would greet him, line up on the sides of the road, and cry out, "Lord, have mercy upon us. Caesar, have mercy upon us." For they knew if they found themselves in the emperor's good graces, that he could bestow the blessings of an empire upon the town. These lepers have heard the reports of Jesus' deeds. And they believe. They believe that he is a good man, a holy man, perhaps a prophet with the Spirit of God upon him. They believe that he has the power to help them, and maybe even the will to do so. So they cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Our Lord hears their cry and has mercy. He says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." The 10 happily obey. They know what is written in the law, that if you are cleansed of leprosy, you are to go to the temple, and the priests will declare you clean. They know that they will be healed, and as they went, they were cleansed. I imagine, as each one of these 9 saw that they were healed, they were filled with joy, their steps made lighter as they headed towards the temple, knowing that he would be declared clean and allowed to re-enter society and see their families once again. I'm sure each of them had nothing but good things to say about the holy man, Jesus, who had healed them. They were certainly thankful for physical healing, but they didn't know that Jesus had more to give. But the Samaritan, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, that is, repented, praising God with a loud voice. The other 9 certainly saw that they were healed, but their eyes did not see. The Samaritan saw that he was healed by the word of Christ, and it gave him eyes to see. The Samaritan saw that he was healed and that Jesus is not just a prophet, but the very Son of God, merciful and faithful high priest. who makes propitiation for the sins of the people. The Samaritan knows that God's gracious presence dwells in the temple, in Jerusalem no longer, but dwells instead in this man, Jesus. Jesus, who is the fleshly temple of the divine majesty. The Samaritan fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. The Samaritan sees that the only way to praise God is through Jesus. The only way to worship the Father is through his Son. And he sees that Jesus has much more to give than physical healing. Jesus desires to give faith, forgiveness, life, and salvation. When Jesus speaks those words, "Your faith has saved you," he gives what he says. His word bestows faith and salvation. His word gives the promises to which faith clings. Do not judge the nine. How often does our faith fail to even rise to the level of theirs? They have faith that Jesus will provide temporal blessings, something we often fail to have. But they also exhibit the anxieties of a religion of legalism. Perhaps they were fearful that if they didn't follow Jesus' orders, they wouldn't be healed. Perhaps they believed that Jesus' mercy only covered those who followed the letter of the law. They are like the priest and the Levite and the Good Samaritan, who pass by the man beaten by robbers in order to remain ceremonially clean. We all say, "Lord, have mercy." But we often are like the nine, often believing that we and others cannot be forgiven for the sins we commit. Does the thought ever enter your mind, "Certainly that person can't be saved"? Repent. Does the thought ever enter your mind after stumbling, "Certainly God cannot forgive me"? Repent. For Jesus is the faithful high priest who makes propitiation for sins and himself has suffered when tempted. He is able to help those who are tempted. You, dear brothers and sisters, are like the Samaritan. You see Jesus and hear his words. You hear him say, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And again, "This is my body, and this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And again, you hear him say, "If you forgive the sins of any on earth, they are forgiven them." And you believe these words. You believe the words of Jesus. That is why you are here today, to worship God and give him thanks for the gift of salvation he has given you. And you are bold to pray even more than for eternal life. That is why even after receiving the absolution, we cry out, "Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us." Not only do we ask for life and salvation, but we ask for good governance, for food, for health. We ask the Lord to give all good things because he is the giver of all good gifts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we are free to be like the Good Samaritan who helped the man who fell among the robbers because we are confident in the Lord's mercy. We can have compassion on our neighbor. And because we are confident in the Lord's provision, we can give of ourselves generously. Amen.